Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hello, my name is Carolina. I'm in my second year of translation at Debussy UNESP, and this is the Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My goal with this podcast is to shed some light over the matters that I find are the most important to help understand what has been going on with environmental matters during this period of quarantine, and also to give some tips on what we can do to preserve nature, even and especially from home. With the 2019 new coronavirus pandemic, the world has faced some drastic changes concerning human relationships, the economy, the environment, and much more. The uncertainty surrounding the new disease has made countries all over the world close borders, commerce, schools, and urge their people to stay at home and avoid human contact. So, as human activity shut down for a while and people are isolated from the outside world, many media platforms started to report that some drastic changes were also occurring in the natural world. Pictures and videos of clear skies over Chinese cities, of crystal clear water on Venice's canals, and of wild animals taking over the urban scenario went viral in the first months of the pandemic. All of these sightings made many of us wonder, could this be the beginning of a more respectful relationship between mankind and nature? Even though it may have seemed like it at first, recent studies like the one published by the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, the UNECE, have started to suggest that it was just a quick lapse and show that there are actually many reasons why we should be even more worried about the future of the environment during and after the pandemic. The number one reason is the absurd amount of plastic pollution that has been produced due to the use of disposable masks and latex gloves. These items, now purchased and used every day worldwide, have been seen in large numbers emerging in ocean waters and on beaches and shores all over the world. The restrictions of social distancing have also affected the environmental fight by causing the postponement of vital negotiations on global environmental governance, as 2020 was expected to be, according to UNECE, a super year for biodiversity and climate change affairs. It can already be seen all over the world that environmental degrading enterprises and sectors are starting to get back on their feet and will be soon causing just as much, if not more, damage to the natural world as they try to catch up to the economic losses the pandemic has brought upon them. So, what can we do to help the environment now? What should we do? Well, nowadays, there are many efforts we can make and actions we can take to live more eco-friendly lives that go beyond the typical recycle your plastic. The first tips I have to share involve reducing our plastic consumption. We can accomplish that by buying masks that you can wash and reuse instead of disposable ones, and using reusable bags to shop instead of plastic ones. We can also start using bar shampoo and bar conditioner instead of purchasing the ones that come in plastic bottles, so that when you're through with them, there won't be any packaging to throw away. Not many people know this, but the clothing industry is one of the most environmental degrading industries in the world, since it uses tons of water and chemicals to make the clothes we wear and buy every day. By buying clothes from online and physical thrift stores, we can not only reduce the water and chemical waste produced by this industry, but also reduce our own waste, since most of our current clothing is made up from synthetic fibers and will not decompose naturally. Another alternative is to DIY the items you no longer use or need. Instead of throwing them away, get creative and make new uses for them, like tie-dyeing an old shirt, turning it into an eco bag, or upcycling your clothes. We can also go green when it comes to food. The agribusiness is one of the great villains of the environment. This sector wastes more water and emits more greenhouse gases than the whole population combined. To help reduce these numbers, we can reduce our meat consumption and try to start planting our own herbs and vegetables. On that note, a great idea would also be to start a composting pile or bin, so that the organic waste we produce can be turned into fertilizer for plants, and not just end up in the trash, where it would just rot wastefully. The lesson I take from this and leave to you is that there is never going to be a magical or simple solution to the environmental issue. It will require change, an effort, and time, but we cannot expect that a pandemic, or anything else for that matter, takes that responsibility off our hands. We, and only we, are responsible for this, as we have brought it upon ourselves. Nature is our most precious gift, and it is, and always will be, ours to take care of.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, Pau Debussy, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.